Hello, it's the Ghost. Welcome to They Call Me the Ghost. If you're a fan of the strange but true happening in our world and the dark and mysterious goings-on, then you are in the right place. Today we're going to take a look at firefighters and some of the paranormal experiences they have while trying to do the obvious, fighting fires. The weirdest part of the fire was the 911 call. The caller's wife was in the background screaming something about, "You made him mad enough, and now look, he's gone and burned down the place." This is the kind of stuff firefighters are dealing with. With grit and determination, every single day firefighters are bravely putting their lives on the line for us. But it seems it's not just the flames these brave men and women face. From haunted firehouses to ghostly apparitions, let's take a look at these most chilling paranormal encounters. Our firehouse isn't haunted, at least not on a regular basis, but one of our engines is, so a firefighter tells us. Two examples I have personally seen, he says, and experienced are, first, they were responding to a call in a dark, secluded industrial area one night when the engine suddenly sputtered, stalled, and coasted to a stop right in front of a railroad crossing. Didn't have gates. Just as we stopped, a freight train came through. The engine started right up and ran fine after that train had passed. The second example happened one blazing hot summer afternoon when we were called to a highway construction site for a burning shanty. We pulled up and began advancing the handline when it suddenly seemed like the hose became tangled up in a hose bed. We went back to the engine to check, and just then, the shanty blew up into thousands of tiny pieces. There were no tangles in that hose, and it wasn't caught or hung up anywhere. Something had gotten to it. How about the phantom handprint? Says one firefighter, "One of my favorite Chicago ghost stories, although one that's not active today, has to be the story of the phantom handprint that appeared at the old fire station for Engine Company 107. In 1924, a firefighter named Frank Levy was washing a window at the fire station. For some reason, he paused in his work, his hand resting against the pane of glass, and he told a friend who was standing nearby that he had the strangest feeling, a feeling that he was going to die that day. Just then, the station received an alarm call, and the firefighters were sent to a fire that had broken out at a Curran Hall, an office building in Chicago. While fighting this fire, a wall collapsed, killed 8 of the firemen, and Frank Levy was one of those killed. The next day, one of the firemen noticed something strange about that window that Frank had been leaning on. There seemed to be an unusual stain on the glass, and it appeared to be the imprint of Frank's hand at the same spot where he was leaning that day before. They tried everything they could, but they could find no way to erase that strange handprint. It was as if it was etched into the glass. An expert from the Pittsburgh Plate Glass Company brought in a special solution even to the firehouse, guaranteeing that it would remove this handprint, but it didn't work. Over the years, there were suggestions that the pane of glass be removed, but many of the firemen argued that, saying that it was not right to fool with the unknown. Besides that, it was a reminder, albeit a grim one, of their dead friend. And there was no doubt that the handprint belonged to Frank Levy. An official from the city had come down with a fingerprint comparison, and the prints matched those of Frank's. So for the next 20 years, this handprint defied all explanation and was a common attraction to visitors, as well as other firemen from around the city. Well, finally, on the morning of April 18th in 1944, a careless paperboy tossed the morning edition at the firehouse, and it shattered the window where Frank's handprint had been. It happened exactly 20 years to the date when Frank Levy died. How about this one? The station in the woods. This guy says, "Back in my old department before I moved to my current one, I was assigned to the farthest southern station by myself with a single engine. The area was in a heavily wooded place of the district. At night, it got extremely dark in that area, more so than the other areas of the district. There were a lot of one-lane dirt and paved roads, as well as a few meth labs, if you will, and no police coverage, making it not ideal. This guy had several occasions where he would hear dogs barking at a house near the station and hear sounds outside the station, like thumping noises, and they usually happened after 1 a.m. This guy says he'd go outside to look and no one was there, but the noises went on for a week. Once they had a friend come over to the station to visit, but there was nothing there. He ended up staying there alone and actually got scared after he ended up hearing 5 bangs on the wall, finally. And then when the main guy gets back, he ends up seeing shadows pass by the window. And one night, because of this, he crawls out of bed and he actually calls 911. While he's on the phone, the person who is outside now busts through the bedroom window. Well, the guy on the phone, he was terrified. He bolts and runs to another station with more people staffed there. The police department responded, and about 45 minutes later, they searched that whole station where he was hearing all those noises and saw the shadow, and they said it was safe. The guy never went back to that station, and now it's not even staffed anymore. It was only later that this guy found out that a previous firefighter had actually been attacked in the parking lot of the now abandoned station, attacked while washing his car, not to mention there were other weird occurrences that happened since it was built. All of this stuff only came out later after everyone felt safe enough to share their stories. Interesting. Next up, we have someone talking about their father's situation. The father's fire company was actually digging an addition to the firehouse, and this was back in the 50s. And while they were doing that, they found Indian arrowheads. They also unearthed cannonballs and buttons. So if their memory's correct, which they think it is, some expert at some point said that those cannonballs were from the American Revolution, if you can believe that, and that the buttons were from soldiers. However, strange things began happening while those items that the firemen found were dug up and then put into the firehouse. First off, anyone that touched the items got very sick. They got high fevers and even a rash. The guys that actually dug up the items were very bad off. Their feet became swollen and actually turned black and blue. The door to the firehouse would also swing open just as someone approached, and the doors to the huge cast iron firehouse would open automatically, and they would close by themselves. Someone in the company said that they should just rebury all those items, put them back in the ground. So they did, and when they did, everyone got better. No one was sick anymore, and all the strange things stopped happening. Who out there believes that items can carry these types of things with them? Let me know. Last up, we have the fortune teller. So this guy's firehouse has had a strange run of happenings over the years. Most of them have actually seen this misty figure that moves through their rec room in the firehouse and out to the apparatus room. Some of the crews have seen the figure together, while others have seen him while they were by themselves. The usual doors swinging, chairs moving upstairs, people walking across the floor, these sounds and things are happening occasionally. The really scary part was when a friend of a friend stops by the firehouse with her kids. She just wants a tour. This woman practices tarot card readings in her time, fortune telling and things like that. She never had been in this firehouse before and didn't know anything about any of the instances that had happened at the firehouse. Well, after the tour, she asks her guide if the firehouse had had any guest appearances. And they thought, well, maybe she means to have anyone else ever come and taken a tour of the place. And so they say, sure. But she makes it clear she's asking about ghosts. So that replies, well, maybe. Well, she describes the misty figure without knowing anything. She describes it from head to toe exactly as this apparition appeared. She says she has seen him. So do they believe? Not much more, maybe, they say, than they had before. But they also have not doubted anything since. So still not willing to full-on believe, they're not really willing to doubt what they're seeing either. Let me know if these things have happened to you. Let me know what you think. And thank you for listening, and I will talk to you all soon.